はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ビエンちゃん。
夏子です。
タケです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 108. As always, brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, Natsuko-san, today is our last episode.
For giving and receiving?
Verbs. Now, today we're going to introduce...
てくれる。
As always...First the conversation, followed by a slow version, then conversation plus the translation. We're going to go over the vocab. Finally, we're going to go over the grammar point in detail. Now, again, we just want to remind you that tomorrow is the last day you can vote for JapanesePod101.com and its community for the Educational Podcast Award. So please stop by JapanesePod101.com to get more information or go directly to podcastawards.com. Now, as we stated yesterday...The relationship with the people you're speaking with determines what level of politeness you use. Now, we want to do from yesterday on is we want to get you adjusted to the different politeness levels. Now, today's conversation is between two coworkers. Natsuko-san, how do we say that in Japanese?
同僚.
So this is coworkers. Now, Natsuko-san, depending on that relationship, what kind of Japanese would you use?
They usually usePolite Japanese among them, but when they become very intimate in a private way, they might speak casual language to each other.
So for today's conversation, what we're going to give you now is not such a close relationship. We're going to give you a conversation between two coworkers, a male and a female. Now, the male had a date yesterday with a girl, and now he wants to send an email, a text message to her. So he's asking another female coworker for some advice.Now, they're not that close, so, Natsuko-san, what are we going to use?
Polite language.
Now, in the informal track, we'll give you a very close relationship.
Okay.
So we're going to try and balance it out that way. So you want to stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the informal track, because that's where you can get it. With that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
ねえ、山野さん、ちょっと手伝ってくれませんか?
いいですよ。何でしょうか?
昨日はひろこさんと初デートでした。今からメールを送りたいです。これはどうですか?ひろこさん。やあ、昨日はどうも。横浜は楽しかったです。じゃ、また。たけ。どう思いますか?
何も言うことはありません。でも、これはどうですか?ひろこさん、昨日一緒に横浜へ行ってくれてありがとうございました。ひろこさんのおかげで、昨日はすべてが輝いて見えました。また会いましょう。よろしくお願いします。竹より。
さすが山野さん。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ねえ、山野さん、ちょっと手伝ってくれませんか?
いいですよ。何でしょうか?
昨日はひろこさんと初デートでした。今からメールを送りたいです。これはどうですか?ひろこさん。やあ、昨日はどうも。横浜は楽しかったです。じゃ、また。たけ、どう思いますか?
何も言うことはありません。でも、これはどうですか?ひろこさん、昨日一緒に横浜へ行ってくれてありがとうございました。ひろこさんのおかげで、昨日はすべてが輝いて見えました。また会いましょう。よろしくお願いします。竹より。
さすが山野さん。次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。ねえ、山野さん、ちょっと手伝ってくれませんか?
Hey, Miss Yamano, can you help me out a bit?
いいですよ。何でしょうか?
Okay, what is it?
昨日はひろこさんと初デートでした。
Yesterday was my first date with Miss Hiroko.
今からメールを送りたいです。
From now, I want to send her a text message.
これはどうですか?
How's this?
ひろこさん。やあ、昨日はどうも。
Hiroko. Hey, thanks for yesterday.
横浜は楽しかったです。じゃ、また。たけ。
Yokohama was fun. All right. See ya, Take.
どう思いますか?
What do you think?
何も言うことはありません。
I'm speechless.
でも、これはどうですか?
But, how about this?
ひろこさん、昨日一緒に横浜へ行ってくれてありがとうございました。
ひろこ、thank you for accompanying me to Yokohama yesterday.
ひろこさんのおかげで、昨日はすべてが輝いて見えました。
Thanks to you, yesterday everything looked dazzling.
また会いましょう。よろしくお願いします。タケより。
Let's meet again. I'm looking forward. From Take.
さすが山野さん。
Just as I expected, Miss Yamano. Natsuko-san, let's ask Take-san what he thought of today's lesson.
Take-san, 今日の会話はどう思いましたか?
タケさんはセンスがないんですね。
そうですね。
English, please?
タケさん has no sense.
I can relate to you. It's been said about me too, quite often.
ピーターさんはセンスがないですね。Yes, I remember saying that very often.
Yeah. So, it's good to have you on my team.
Uh-oh.
そういうことか。
With that said, let's get on to today's vocabulary. Here we go.Joining us for vocab today is...
Chigusa desu.
And...
Jun desu.
All right. Now, today, we don't have that many words, right, Chigusa-san?
Right. Only two, actually.
Just two. But what we're going to do is take an in-depth look at these two. Chigusa-san, what's the first one?
Hatsu.
First. Now, this character is often found as the first kanji in a compound word. What we're going to do now is give you some examples.Chigusa-san, what's the first one we have for everybody?
初デート.
Now, this was in the dialogue and is?
First date.
Wow, I can't remember that far back. Following up on this topic, we have?
初恋.
First love. Break this down for us.
初恋. 初恋.
First love. And the two kanji that make up this word, of course, first we have?
初.
And second?
恋.
Which is?
Love.
So, you see a pattern here. First date. First love. Next we have?
初耳.
First time one hears something. Now, the two characters in this word, Chigusa-san?
初.
First and?
耳.
Ear. So, first time to enter your ears. It's the first time you've heard of it. So, if you really want to impress your Japanese friends, the next time you hear a piece of news for the first time, you can say?
初耳
And this is the informal way among friends. If you want to make it polite, you can still use this word. You just have to attach
this.
So it would go like this.
初耳です
Next we have, continuing on with this topic.
初来日
First time to Japan. First visit to Japan. First character, as always.
初
Followed by
来日
Two characters. First character.
来
To come. Second?
日
The first character in Japan. First visit to Japan. Now, this is a really good word. You'll see this in the newspaper a lot. And usually when celebrities or famous politicians come to Japan, they'll have an article in the newspaper with this, if it's their first time to Japan. All right, on to our second word.
輝く
To sparkle, to dazzle.
輝く輝く
Chigusa-san, example phrase, please.
輝く未来
Bright future. Sparkling future. Can we say that, Chigusa-san?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. You and Yoshi have a sparkling 輝く未来 in the entertainment business. That was a great video last week.
Thank you.
No. Thank you.
The script was good.
The acting was better. All right. Next we have... Oh, here we go. This one is exclusively for June. Now, for all you Romeos out there, we're going to give you the line of lines. Let's get Chikusa-san's opinion. Chikusa-san, what do you think of this next example phrase?
Good.
All right, you're not that impressed?
Well, I will be if someone would tell this to me.
All right, there you go. Chikusa would be impressed. Jun, give all the guys out there their fighting chance.
彼女は世界で一番眩しい笑顔をしている。
She has the brightest smile in all the world. All right, let's get this one more time, a little slow. Here we go.
彼女は世界で一番眩しい笑顔をしている。
Now, if you do try this out, we'd love to hear how it works out. Again, no guarantees whatsoever, but we would like to hear some good stories. Now remember, it's only approach. Just don't go up, you know. Well, you all know what you're doing.
Peter, the vocab word is kagayaku. What does the sentence have to do with it?
I just like it. It's a good sentence. Let's move on.
Okay.
Now we're going to take a quick look at a few phrases that came up in today's conversation. The first one being...
何でしょうか?
Now, we'd like to compare this with...
何ですか?
Chigusa-san, help us out here. What's the difference?
何でしょうか? Is a little bit more polite.
Yeah. So if you want to take it up a level and make it a little more polite, depending on who you're speaking with, you can substitute
何ですか?
For
何でしょうか? Please notice how 何 is substituted by 何 followed by でしょうか?
So the 何 actually becomes
何.
Okay, next we have. This is actually, we're going to start getting to grammar now. And the first thing we have on the grammar list is
おかげで.
Thanks to. The way we form this grammatical construction is before
おかげで.
We add the particle
の.
And preceding the particle no, we have
noun.
In the conversation we had
Hiroko san no okage de.
Thanks to Miss Hiroko. So again, we have おかげで. This is preceded by the particle
の.
Preceded by
a noun.
Okay, let's get an example sentence, please.
先生のおかげで問題の答えがわかった。
Thanks to the teacher, I understood the answer to the problem. Alright, next we have
言うことはありません。
We translated this as speechless. I have nothing to say. There is nothing to say. Now, again, remember, when we attach
こと
to a verb, it nominalizes it. Then we have the verb, in this case
ありません。
The negative, it doesn't exist. So this thing to say doesn't exist. Then we add on?
何も。
Nothing. There is nothing to say. Okay, now on to today's grammar point. Today's grammar point is?
てくれる。
When used with the て form of verbs, くれる is used as an auxiliary verb. Now, this is used when someone does a favor for the first person or someone in the first person's group. Now, usually the first person is I or we. The general sentence structure is as follows. The giver is marked with
わ.
The receiver
に.
The object
を.
And followed by
てくれる.
All right, Chigusa-san, please give us an example sentence.
お母さんは家族みんなにご飯を作ってくれる.
Mother makes food for everyone in the family. One more time, give us that sentence, Chigusa-san.
お母さんは家族みんなにご飯を作ってくれる。
Who's the giver?
お母さん。
Marked by?
は。
Who's the receivers? In this case?
家族みんな。
Marked by?
に。
Next we have?
ご飯。
The object. And?
を。
Finally?
作ってくれる。
And this is the verb to make in its て form plus
くれる.
All right, let's get one more sentence. Jun-san.
先生はみんなに英語を教えてくれる.
The teacher teaches everyone English. One more time, slowly please.
先生はみんなに英語を教えてくれる.
Okay, inside today's PDF, we're going to have a further write-up about this. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. Pick up the PDF inside the Learning Center. More things to reinforce what you learned in today's lesson. Also, please remember to vote. That's going to do it for today.
またね。
またね。